Hi, I'm Sandra D. Robinson, and I'm sitting here with Larry Crane. Before we get to chatting with him, I want to share a little bit about his impressive bio that was just handed to me. He has earned 16 gold records, 3 platinum records. He's been written up in Time Magazine, New York Daily News, and he's been interviewed on dozens of TV shows, including The Today Show, and he is a self-made millionaire. He's a director of the world-renowned Release Technique. He is known as the coach to the coaches. We'll find out more about that a little bit later. Larry has taught the Release Technique to executives, athletes, CEOs, over 100,000 graduates worldwide. So today we're going to learn a little bit about this technique that will help us to get rid of this negativity on the spot and find out a little bit about how Larry came to know about this incredible thing. Larry, tell me, how did you come across the Release Technique? How did you get involved in this?
Well, I always thought if I made a lot of money, I'd be happy. My father was a small retailer who worked 6.5 days a week to put food on our table. And he always told me if I could make $100 a week, I would have died and went to heaven. We lived in the basement, and to me, the rich guy lived in the top, in the sixth floor. So I put myself through school working lots and lots of jobs, and when I graduated, I saw some bunch of my friends making lots of money. And I thought to myself, I'm just as smart as they are. So I kicked myself in and I said, get out of my way, world, I'm taking what I want. I climbed my way to the top, and one day, Time Magazine wrote an article about me, and I came down to my penthouse, and I was so unhappy that I walked over to the terrace, and I thought of jumping for 2 hours. So I know what happened to an Elvis Presley, or a John Belushi, or a Whitney Houston. You get everything the world says is going to make you happy, it's confusing. And so fortunately, I was never into drugs or drinking. I was too hyper. It didn't do a thing to me. A couple of times I tried it, and I was just waiting for something to happen, and it didn't happen. And so I never went in that direction. But I asked myself two very important questions. And the first question was, what am I doing on the planet? And the answer came, I don't know what I'm doing on the planet. Second is, what's life about? So I decided, well, I'm not going to jump. I got to find an answer. And what that answer was, I didn't know. I stumbled into a couple of New Age courses, didn't get any answers, and about 2 years later, a man came into my office and told me about the Release Technique and introduced me to a man called Lester Levinson. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you in a minute who Lester is. And my whole life turned around and changed after that. I found the answer. And the answer was, he taught me how to release, and using the Release Technique. And it's the most amazing technique that you could ever imagine. It's simple to use, and you can get rid of anything that bothers you.
What was it about Levinson that attracted you to the Release Technique then?
Well, it's hard to put your finger on it because Lester was in a place where nothing and nobody bothers you. He was 100% loving, wanted nothing from anybody, and it was fairly obvious he didn't want anything from anybody because he had it all. He had it all. In fact, I wasn't very trusting in those days, and I thought to myself, this guy's too good to be true. I got to watch him because someday he's going to put his hand in my pocket. Of course, he never did, because when you have everything and you know that you can have everything, you don't want to take anything from anybody whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And so it hit me, and I called him up and I said, Lester, how many people are like you or ever been like you in the history of the planet? And he said, well, a few of us come around every once in a while, but if you would like to do it, I'll show you how to do it. And that's his attitude, and that's my attitude, that I'm here to show anybody how to do it, how to get to a place where nothing and nobody bothers you, how to be unlimited. Each one of you that are watching this show is an unlimited being with no limitations at all, except you don't realize it. So you have to be awakened to the fact that you have no limitations, and this Release Technique will show you how to get rid of illnesses, mental viruses, anything that bothers you, heal your relationships. People got rid of every kind of health problem that you could ever imagine.
Will it help you make money?
Absolutely. It's simple. And I think one of the biggest problems in the world today is that people don't have the financial wherewithal they'd like to have, and they're not living the lifestyle they want. So it's fighting all over the world is happening. People are fighting with each other and killing each other, all for money.
Is it possible to make money and still be at peace?
Money is not happiness. Happiness is what counts. First, if you want money, you got to be happy first. You got to be positive. Everybody says the law of the universe is positive attracts positive and negative attracts negative. First, you got to be happy. A lot of people are saying, well, I'm going to be happy when I get money. I'm going to be happy when my body is better. I'm going to be happy when I find Mrs. Perfect or Miss Perfect or whatever. And it's never going to happen because you're unhappy. So once you get to be happy, happiness is positive. It's love. And that brings money, relationships, health, and everything else. It's not that complicated. And we show you step by step how to do it. And it's fantastic. We've had over 100,000 people learning this technique, and I would not be doing this if it wasn't working for people.
That's what makes this technique different from all the other self-help kind of technique, isn't it? That you take people really step by step through this?
Yes, it's not intellectual, because real learning is experiential, not intellectual. You can't ride a bicycle by somebody telling you how to ride a bicycle. You can't learn how to swim by reading a book. You have to be taken step by step through it, and then you learn how to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. What is your big goal? If you get this rolled out to more and more people, what is your big vision?
We need to do something very quickly. The world has fallen apart. You never saw so many weather problems. It's man's contentiousness that's causing all these problems with weather. Animals are acting up. Weather is acting up, people are acting up, there isn't a country in the world that can get along with each other, everybody's fighting, and so on and so forth. The problem is we don't understand what love is. And we show you what love is, exactly what love is, which is positive, which is happy, same energy. Mm-hmm. And for most people, what love is, as long as you do what I want you to do, I love you, and the minute you don't, I'm gonna kill you. That's what's going on in the planet, and that's what's messing up the planet. We just don't know. We have all the toys, we have more toys than we ever had before, we have more technology, and more happiness. 20 years ago, it was half the people were sick than they are now. Here we are in the United States, the most influential country in the world, and we're the 37th healthy country in the world. 37.
Not number one.
Not number one by a long shot. Because we're driving and driving and driving for the world to make you happy. There was a man called Buddha, and year 526, he said that life is suffering, and the cause of suffering was desire. So when we have all these desires that we can't fulfill, we get frustrated, we get negative, and we beat ourselves up, and therefore we get sick, and we get more and more unhappy, and as the days go by, people get more and more unhappy. I'm here to tell you that by using the release technique, you can get rid of those unhappy feelings, anything that bothers you, and get to be happy. And when you're happy, you become loving. And when you become loving, your pocketbook gets healed, your body gets healed, your relationships get healed, and so on. Now, it's not because I'm telling you this. I'm telling you that this comes with a money-back guarantee, and you also get free coaching.
So if anyone has questions, even once they get started, they have support, live support.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful. Yeah.
So that's my mission in life is I'd like to see the world not destroy itself. And the way we're going right now, we're into destroying the world. And it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be because everybody that's watching this show is a 100% unlimited person with no limitations at all, except they're not thinking clearly. And all they look at is what their negative feelings are about. And all they're looking about is what's wrong with them instead of looking at what's right with them. So we show you step by step how to get rid of that negativity so that you can become loving. And when you become loving, the law of attraction is positive attracts positive and negative attracts negative.
And the world opens up to you.
And there's nothing wrong with having money. It doesn't make me happy and it doesn't make me unhappy. It's just a facility.
Yes.
That's it. So I learned the technique and I got richer and richer, but I also got happier and happier. So one had nothing to do with the other. The money has nothing to do with happiness. It's happiness that creates more. Negative creates less. It's that simple.
Larry, share a little bit about the incredible story of Lester Levinson.
Well, Lester Levinson was a physicist and an engineer. And at the age of 42 years old, he had his second massive heart attack. Prior to that, he had every illness known to mankind. And so the doctor sent him home, and they said he got a couple of days to live, and they can't help him. It was so serious that they said, get yourself loafers because it would be a bad idea to bend down and tie your shoelaces. So he went home and he started to examine his life. He said, if I don't fix myself, I'm a dead man. And the so-called experts can't help me. So he started to examine his life and he noticed that When he was loving and positive, he was well, which wasn't that often. And when he was negative and looking for love, he was ill. So he came to the conclusion that if I can get rid of my non-loving feelings, could I get any better? And there's energy behind every feeling, and everything in the universe is energy. The plants have energy, the table has energy, the floor has energy, and our voices and our consciousness has energy. We're sending and receiving signals back and forth to each other without realizing it. So if I think you're a jerk, and I show my teeth and I say you're wonderful, but you're picking up that you're a jerk, you might as well tell him you're a jerk, because you're just fooling yourself. That's all you're doing. So what Lessa did is he sat down and he got rid of his non-loving feeling. He sat around the clock for 2.5 months getting rid of every non-loving feeling that he could see. When he got through, he didn't have to go back to a doctor. He knew he was totally cured. He didn't have to check with them whether he was cured or not. He was totally cured and never saw another doctor for the next 40 some odd years. When I met Lessa in New York City, he was in his mid-70s, and we were playing tennis, and he was running around, and we were huffing and puffing, and he wasn't huffing and puffing. And I could see the cuts on his body in all that, in the locker room.
Right.
And you just couldn't bother him. He walked around like a little kid with a lilt. He had no limitations at all. And I didn't even realize who I was dealing with. He just was the friendliest, most loving guy. He was always calling me up and supporting it. And one day when I was working using the release technique, it dawned on me, and I thought, oh my God, look who I'm hanging out with. So I called him up. I said, Lester, has there ever been anybody like you or anybody on the planet who knows what you know? And he said, well, a few of us come around every once in a while, but I'll show you how to do it if you're interested in doing it. So his attitude was, he wants to show it to everybody, because I said before that everybody's unlimited. All they see is the limitations. So we'll show you how to get rid of all your fear, and that's a prevalent thing today in the world. Mm-hmm. We'll show you how to get rid of your resistance, and we'll show you how to get rid of wanting, which is a lacking feeling, which is mostly misunderstood. And that's why Buddha said the world is miserable, and the cause of misery is desire. If you look up the word desire and wanting in the dictionary, mm-hmm. it says lack, despair, and poverty. And the mind is creative, and you're holding that in mind. So if you're not having any goals that you have watching this thing, the only reason you don't have it is you don't know what to do about it. You got mental viruses. So we'll show you how to get rid of those mental viruses, which then turn into positive. And the law of the universe is positive attracts positive, and negative attracts negative. So if you don't do anything about it, you're going to stay negative, you're going to be frustrated. So here's a chance for very little money to turn your life around permanently.
Yeah.
And have a tool that you can use to get to a place where nothing and nobody bothers you. And what's that worth?
Priceless. This is very valuable information, Larry. Thank you so much for bringing this to us. And for those of you that want to know more about the release technique, on this page, there's a place where you can click and get a sample of the release technique and try it out for yourself.